Minister in the presidency, Jacob Mthembu, told the media that the government is very much concerned by the rising infection figures. He said some South Africans are behaving recklessly and irresponsible as if COVID-19 no longer exists. He warned that such behavior could prompt the government to review the current relaxed lockdown regulations.
Cabinet calls on all people in South Africa to continue adhering to the health protocols of practicing social distancing, wearing masks all the time when in public, and washing our hands with water and soap or an alcohol-based sanitizer. And of course, we must avoid large gatherings.
According to the latest figures from the Department of Health, the past few weeks has seen a rise in the number of daily infections. Close to 2,000 new cases were reported yesterday, after that number had been contained below 1,000 for some time. Experts have warned that this could be the start of a second wave. Shabir Madi is a professor at the School of Pathology at the University of Witwatersrand.
And the main reason for this resurgence is because of complacency creeping in with regard to the behavior of people, in particular the wearing of face masks, avoiding overcrowded settings, especially in closed, poorly ventilated areas, and not maintaining physical distancing.
Madi warns that without behavior change, the gains made in the fight against COVID-19 could soon diminish. Ramaphosa's address to the nation next week looms like a storm cloud. Many, like Mxolisi Ncube, fear stricter lockdown regulations that will sour the holidays.
It will come as a blow to people, especially as we are approaching the festive season, because this is the only time where people have a lot of time to travel and be with their relatives. But again, you need to be alive to be able to enjoy with your relatives. So would rather be safe than sorry.
Over 700,000 people have been infected by the coronavirus in South Africa, ranking it 13th on the world list of COVID-19 infections. However, the country's recovery rate stands at 91.7%, making it one of the best. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.